What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And for those of you watching on Bamuser TV, this gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, finally back in the chair for the third hour of Friday. Yes. And Lady Love, what is your first story?
Well, while we have been watching the Clinton campaign kind of implode with today's news, apparently the U.S. State Department is threatening consequences for Syrian chemical weapons use.
We're going to wag our fingers at you good and hard.
Russia is unconvinced by UN report.
So am I.
And if cyber attacks are not enough to get the American people behind war with Russia, then the State Department has definitely gone back to its old playbook.
Here it is. I mean, they have been caught lying to us about Syria's chemical weapons so many times.
Yeah.
And they're out here saying, yes, we lied before about all this stuff, but really this time, this one time, honest, you can believe us this time. This time we really, really mean it, and we're telling you the truth. And I think at this point probably most Americans are just sitting there saying, do you realize when you lie to us – this many times about the same thing, that we see it as an insult, that we are sick and tired of being treated like morons.
And Mike, what I would have to say is, forgive me, but this is so 2013 by the UN when Obama was accusing Bashar al-Assad of using chlorine gas against his own people, just as the UN team had landed in Damascus, and then it was documented incontrovertibly that it was Syrian rebels, not Assad's people.
It was sarin, not chlorine gas. I mean, chlorine gas is very easy to make.
Yeah.
But again, they're going back to the same thing. They're thrashing around and, you know, he's using chemical weapons on his own people, blah, 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 blah. I saw another report about how the U.S. is screaming about how close Russian and U.S. aircraft are coming to each other over Syria, and this should not be happening. And in a way, they're right, because Russia is supposed to be there. The United States is not.
Right.
And that is really the position the U.S. is pushing, that everybody understands is completely bogus. The United States does not have any legal right to be anywhere inside Syria.
No.
Russia does. The Syrian government invited Russia in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the U.S. is sort of trying to convince you that we have, through manifest destiny, the right to go anywhere on the planet, and nobody will oppose us, or we'll call the Death Star down and lay waste to them.
Yeah, something like that. And what it looks to me has happened is that what the U.N. has been told to do, pardon me, by the U.S., is to bypass standard investigative standards to achieve such an end in this report. In other words, come up with something that the United States wanted to see happen. But the ramifications of sanctioning on Syria for this, it's insane. And the Russians are saying they don't see any evidence.
No, there isn't.
Yeah.
And what's really ridiculous is for the U.S. to go back and do this after they have been caught lying so many times. But at this point, I'm sure from the war planners' point of view, they're out of options.
Yeah.
They need to figure out some way that they can invade Syria, make it look like it's Syria or Russia's fault.
Yeah.
And they think the American people, are actually stupid enough to fall for that.
And there's the rub.
Yeah, and there's the rub here.
Oh, and by the way, Russia has just been kicked off the UN Human Rights Council, and Saudi Arabia has been elected to it. Good old, humane, compassionate Saudi Arabia. Mike, I don't know what they're smoking over there, but it's got to be something pretty intense.
It's got to be pretty good.
Yeah. I'd like to go over to the financial world now.
Probably the CIA brought it in.
But imagine.
Yeah.
Moody's is now warning that Deutsche Bank is dangerously close to falling below its default point.
Yes.
And it issued a very damning verdict on Deutsche Bank earlier this week in a research report that was put together by the credit agency's analytics research division. Moody's analysts write that Deutsche Bank expected default frequency at one of the highest levels in the banking industry, despite the bank's efforts to shore up its capital position. Now, to me, this fragile situation when it comes to the banking industry is the canary in the financial or economic coal mine. If Deutsche Bank goes down, it's going to bring the world banking system with it, including exposure to, what is it, honey, trillions in derivatives?
Well, there's the derivatives crisis. There's the fact that Deutsche Bank is cross-connected with the European Central Bank. There's exposure through Deutsche Bank to IMF, World Bank, and it really is this network. And whenever one of these major banks goes down, it can trigger a domino effect.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that the Moody's report is the reason why our markets took a little bit of a major hiccup in the middle of the day. But the plunge protection team got in there and got it all back into the green so the money junkies can have another nice relaxing weekend, because we can't have the money junkies worried about their money. I mean, that's just not – that cannot be allowed.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, and in the midst of Hillary's email gate, FBI is now being sued over records of Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch's meeting on that tarmac. Apparently, Judicial Watch has filed an FOIA for documents that include all records related to the meeting between Attorney General Lynch and former President Bill Clinton on 27 June of this year. Bill Clinton and Lynch met privately on a Phoenix tarmac in the final days of the email election probe, after they said that their jets unexpectedly landed near to each other. While both parties claimed the meeting was purely social in nature, their visit sparked a backlash among critics who accused Bill Clinton of attempting to tilt the investigation in favor of his life,
well,
his
my,
wife.
My understanding was that Bill Clinton kept his plane on the ground for something like 40 minutes, knowing that Loretta Lynch's plane was coming on in. And they didn't actually have their meeting standing on the tarmac. They had it inside Loretta Lynch's government aircraft, which is why everything they said is technically supposed to be a public record. We're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates rejoining the network. The second voice you're hearing on the radio is the lovely Lady Claire.
Aloha.
And We're talking about all this sort of corruption. So the FBI is being sued for all the records related to this meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch. And I don't know why they're suing. We pretty much understand what was said. Let Hillary go, or we're going to have you killed. You're going to wind up dead in Fort Marcy Park. Nice airplane you got here, Loretta. It'd be a shame if it crashed.
And what I said to that the meeting was social in nature, my astrolabe. Bill Clinton simply made Lynch an offer she couldn't refuse in terms of attempting to ensure that Hillary wouldn't get recommended for indictment. And whether it was a physical threat to her or her family or some kind of bribe, we will never know. But Mike, now that the FBI is reopening the case regarding Hillary's emails, and Lynch apparently at this point is impotent to stop this, it will be very interesting to see where this goes in the next couple of weeks.
It will be very interesting, but as far as the election is concerned, the damage is done because politics is perception, and the reopening of this investigation has only underscored there's some kind of a cover-up going on here.
Oh, yeah.
Now, whatever was said between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch, her crew on her aircraft reported that immediately after Bill Clinton left, she was sweating profusely on an air-conditioned aircraft.
Okay.
And the idea is that Loretta Lynch could still, as head of the Department of Justice, refuse to accept an FBI recommendation for a prosecution of Hillary. But again, at this point, everybody is seeing it's nothing but cover up. And I think the reason the cover up is so wide ranging and big, if I am correct, is that Hillary Clinton was repeating the 1996 Chinagate scandal. She was selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her weak email server to deliver the goods and her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the money. And everybody who was part of it, everybody who knew it was going on and did nothing about it, is basically an accessory to espionage and treason.
Absolutely.
And that's why they're all in a panic to keep the lid on this thing.
Oh, I certainly understand that. And with this and something else I'm going to be bringing up shortly, I almost wouldn't be surprised if Loretta Lynch started getting very depressed.
Well, no. She's not going to get depressed until she starts to try and actually do her job. And then she's going to get really depressed.
Really depressed.
Really, really quickly. But as long as she refuses to do her job, then her life expectancy is going to be very pleasing to whoever sold her life insurance policy.
Okay. And we've got another little interesting hiccup on Loretta Lynch. Attorney General Lynch is pleading the Fifth Amendment on what went down at that secret Iran ransom for cash payments. Loretta Lynch is declining to comply with an investigation by leading members of Congress about the Obama's administration's secret efforts to send Iran $1.7 billion in cash earlier this year, prompting accusations that Loretta Lynch had pleaded the Fifth in this case and to avoid incriminating herself over these payments. According to lawmakers and communications obtained by the Washington Free Beacon, Senator Mark Rubio and Senator Mike Pompeo initially presented Lynch in October with a series of questions about just how that cash payment to Iran was approved and delivered. In a response on 24 October, Assistant Attorney General Peter Katzik responded on Lynch's behalf, refusing to answer the questions and informing the lawmakers that they are barred from publicly disclosing any details about the cash payment, which was bound up in a ransom deal aimed at freeing several American hostages from Iran. So here we have even more evidence, as though thinking Americans needed more, that the Obama administration is one of the most corrupt in the history of this country. And I've got a new little nickname for Attorney General Lynch. Lion Loretta, pleading the Fifth in order to block a congressional investigation about money sent to Iran allegedly to free hostages.
Okay, well, here's the deal on that. First of all, if I were a member of Congress, I'd be looking at impeachment charges immediately against Loretta Lynch, and for that matter, James Comey, because they're not doing their job.
No.
But here's something interesting. Remember how Israel screamed bloody murder over the P5 plus one deal?
Yes.
Screamed bloody murder about letting Iran have its own money back.
Mm-hmm.
And but did you notice how silent they were about this ransom that freed these four Americans?
Okay.
And I think what is obvious here is these four Americans were actually Israeli agents.
Uh-huh.
And Israel ordered Obama to get their agents out, and that's why Israel didn't complain, and that's why Obama went through all this underhanded cash on a pallet and a forklift delivery of the ransom, and that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, unmarked bills.
And now Loretta Lynch is having to plead the Fifth in order to hide the fact from Congress that Israel was calling foreign policy decisions over at the executive branch, which they're not really supposed to do.
No.
It's a big, ugly, stinking pile of bovine excrement.
Yeah.
And it's kosher, but that's exactly what it is. And it's all starting to unravel.
Yes, that's pretty easy to see. There's another article that I'd like to talk about. And it's a writer for whom I have a great deal of respect by the name of Camille Paglia.
Yes.
And her characterization Hillary Clinton is that this woman is a disaster. And in talking about Hillary Clinton, Paglia just got unleashed in this article. And Clinton is saying again and again that her becoming the 45th president of the United States would represent a feminist triumph. And Paglia is saying in order to run for president of the United States, you have to spend 2 or 3 years of your life out on the road constantly asking for money. And most women find that life too harsh, too draining. And she argues that's probably why we haven't had a woman president before. But and she calls Hillary out for using what she called the woman card again and again and again and again. And I would like to hope that everyone who is looking at voting on the 8th looks at voting not on the gender, but on the qualifications. What have they done with their lives? What have they done with creation? You know, and Donald Trump has gone out there, and yes, he's failed a few times, but he understands how to make things work. He understands how to create jobs. He understands all of that. Hillary Clinton, has she ever worked in the private enterprise except for Rose Law Firm? Was she fired after the Watergate incident, by the way?
Yeah, she was fired for ethics violations.
Yeah.
That was her first job in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, she flunked the bar in Washington, D.C., which is why she went back to Arkansas with Bill and that whole thing began here.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're getting all these, you know, hysterical, screaming feminists, you know, the ones who would vote the Manson girls into Congress just because they're women. And they're out there saying, it's time we had a woman president. Like, this is the issue here. And the response to that is, what a shame you pinned your hopes on this particular individual.
Yeah.
okay? And that's really what it is. We're not opposed to Hillary because she's a woman. We're opposed to Hillary because she's a bad human being.
Yeah, you know, okay? I mean, I am a Christian. I'm an equity feminist. Pay me the same as you're going to pay a guy. I am perfectly happy. And I have a real clear understanding of a 12-hour workday. So, Mike, more of a 14, 15-hour workday.
Yeah.
But
I'd vote for you for president.
I think I'd vote for our pastor's wife, Becky, for president. Oh, she'd be wonderful. Okay. But that aside, let's start developing some women nationally in leadership who are not corrupt that we can all get behind. Who
well, wait a minute. Anybody yes. who's not corrupt, male or female, is not going to go anywhere.
Well,
I mean, that's why Linda Lingle, yeah. who actually knows the job, was yeah. never considered as, what's his name, running mate?
McCain's?
McCain,
yeah.
that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead, he went with Caribou Barbie,
oh.
Which I think was a major reason his campaign cratered.
Yeah, that was painful.
That was painful. Susan Sarandon. I mean, she's an actress, but she's been a political activist for a long time.
Yeah.
She'd be very, very qualified. The problem is our system excludes the non-corrupt.
Yeah.
Look at how they shoveled Ron Paul out the door
oh, yeah.
or Cynthia McKinney.
Yep.
They don't want anybody in there to spoil the party. That's why they have been in absolute lock goose step against Donald Trump. He's not going to go along with this little drug money click.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Mike, I'd sort of like to bop over to the Middle East for a second, if I can.
Sure.
Okay. Apparently, Israel is now imposing 2 hours per week water supply limit on Palestinians. Many West Bank communities are now facing a terrible problem of water shortage.
Yes.
In Safleet, Jenin, and Hebrew governances. And some villages have gone as long as 40 days in a row without running water.
Yes.
And, you know, they
you
try.
Know, a lot of these illegal yeah. settlements,
yeah.
they'll literally pump their raw sewage
yeah.
into the water supply of the surrounding Palestinian community. I mean, that's
yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, this is insane. This is going to create disease. It's going to create problems. And because of the way the Israeli occupation and control over the water resources in Palestine exist, this, Michael, is collective punishment. It's a war crime.
Yeah, of course it's a war crime.
Yeah, yeah.
Collective punishment is a war crime. And you know how critical water is.
Yeah.
How quickly you can die without water.
Yeah.
And if you're not getting enough water, it can cause all kinds of medical problems.
Mm-hmm.
This continues to go on, and I'm in agreement with those people who say the United Nations is clearly not doing their job.
Yeah.
And you need to remember, Israel's membership at the United Nations had two conditions on it. In fact, Israel is the only nation ever admitted to the United Nations with a conditions. One was that a Palestinian right of return, and second was if the Palestinians chose not to return to their homes taken from them during the creation of Israel, that Israel would fully compensate them for their lost homes and businesses and properties. Israel has never complied with either one,
yeah.
and yet the United Nations refuses to revoke their membership. And upon what meat doth this our Israel feed that it hath grown so great?
Yeah.
They are clearly, when you look at this monstrous network of corruption over the whole globe, you look at how they've corrupted our government, the governments of Europe, Israel's obviously the peak of all of that corrupts our planet, including yeah. the private central bankers.
Yeah. There is another article that I'd like to refer to from Global Research, a Canadian outlet that puts together some rather thoughtful information.
Okay, we're being asked to provide the actual headline when you read the articles.
Okay. U.S.-Russian war tensions mount over Eastern Europe and Syria. That's the headline.
Mm-hmm.
And defending the deployments in an interview with the German broadcaster Deutsche Welle, the outgoing American...
Oh, we're going to have to take a break
okay.
for commercials. We've got to sell some product, make some money, pay
okay.
for all this computer equipment. We'll be right back.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, and you wanted to continue on that story.
Yes, from Global Research up in Canada. Apparently, U.S. and Russia war tensions are mounting over Eastern Europe and Syria. And defending the deployments in an interview with the German broadcaster Deutsche Welle, the outgoing American Deputy Secretary General of NATO, Alexander Virchow, claimed that the U.S.-led alliance had no choice. Russia changed the whole paradigm in 2014 with its aggression against Ukraine, its illegal annexation of Crimea, he said. And that's a barefaced lie. I mean, come on. The crisis in Ukraine was triggered not by aggression on the part of the Kremlin oligarchy, but rather conspiracy of Washington and Berlin to overthrow the elected government in Kiev through the mobilization of violent and right-wing national forces, which the U.S. openly associated themselves with. As Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland bragged that the U.S. had spent $5 billion, with a B, to further destabilize the Ukrainian regime.
And I'd like to go back. Yeah. You were talking about Putin and the Russian oligarchy, mm-hmm. and you need to understand one of the reasons why the entire world, and especially the United States, is making stink face against Putin is because he rejected the oligarchical system of the Soviet Union. And he's kicked them all out. He's nationalized their wealth. He's taken government control of the private central bank. And it was when he did all of that to turn Russia's public currency into a public utility. That's when Russia went from being good friend and trading partner to the top of the U.S. government's special high interest targets list.
Yes, does not get a Christmas card list. Yeah. And I'd like to turn our attention, and this comes from the Daily Mail from the UK, and apparently Clinton headlined a fundraiser for a campaign group which gave $500,000 to the wife of FBI boss who investigated her emails. How cozy.
Mm,
yeah.
No corruption.
No corruption. No graft.
Oh, it happens all the
Hillary
time.
Hillary Clinton headlined this fundraiser before the group steered nearly $500,000 to the wife of the FBI agent who oversaw the Clinton email investigation. And Common Good VA, a Virginia state PAC, run by Clinton's longtime friend and advisor, Terry McAuliffe, its governor, came under scrutiny this week after the Wall Street Journal, none other than, reported that the group donated heavily to the state Senate campaign of Jill McCabe. Her husband, Andrew McCabe, led the FBI investigation into Clinton's emails. And McCabe is still the deputy director of the FBI. He told the Wall Street Journal that he complied with federal ethics rules and was not promoted to lead the Clinton probe until months after his wife's unsuccessful state Senate bid ended. No corruption, nothing to see. Walk along, people. I mean, come on. And if he complied with federal ethics rules, as he alleges, then those ethic rules have such gaping holes in them that you could drive a truck through them and must be changed.
Well, you know, when with the Clintons, with the foundation, they've got this huge slush fund.
Mm-hmm.
They can preemptively bribe the entire government, and that's what they've done.
Yeah, yeah. And there is another very excellent article from a gentleman to whom we link frequently, Steve Lenman, out of Rents.com. And the headline is, Hillary Wants Aggressively Interventionist Foreign Policy. The first Bill and Hillary co-presidency included 8 years of Balkan and other wars of aggression. Bush-Cheney exceeded their lawlessness. And Obama outdid the worst of both previous administrations, attacking seven countries, destabilizing others, orchestrating coups in Honduras, Paraguay, Brazil, and threatening Venezuela, enforcing puppet rule in Haiti, continuing Plan Colombia aid, and responsible for massacres, disappearances, and tortures of regime opponents, including increasingly anti-Sino-Russian policies, risking confrontation with both countries. But with a Hillary presidency, it's going to be worse. Voting for Hillary Clinton is a vote for going back to conscription. This woman is going to be an instrument of death and destruction from the moment she takes office to appease both her Israeli and corporate masters.
And her globalists.
And her globalists.
And the globalists.
And we've got one of her advisors. We'll take it after the break. Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need paper fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And Claire, take it away.
Well, I'm very interested in the people surrounding Hillary Clinton right now as advisors. And this was from Rents.com today. Clinton advisor proposes attacking Iran to aid the Saudis in Yemen. Michael Morell is a former acting director of the CIA and a national security advisor to Hillary Clinton, who is widely expected to occupy a senior position in her administration should she win the election. He is also an ardent opponent of the Iran nuclear deal, a defender of waterboarding, and an advocate for making Russia pay a price in Syria by covertly killing Putin soldiers, as though the Putin military wouldn't know who was killing them. On Tuesday, Morrell added another title to that resume, proponent of going to war with Iran for the sake of securing Saudi Arabia's influence in Yemen. And he's talked about a no transportation zone where Iranian ships would get boarded and inspected for weapons and turned around. And I don't know whether to laugh or cry at this, Mike, because any potential act of war against Iran will make Tel Aviv extraordinarily happy, as Israel has always advocated for the U.S. military to destroy their alleged existential threats in the region for them, as we did in Iraq. But, Mike, I am gobsmacked that Morrell doesn't realize that such an action will inevitably bring about a U.S. war with Russia. And apparently, neither does Hillary Clinton.
But, you know, you don't understand. War with Russia is the ultimate goal. And it's not really war between the U.S. and Russia. It's a war between the Federal Reserve Note and the ruble, or in the case of China, the Federal Reserve Note
and the yuan. Right.
Because the U.S. has lost its manufacturing, both in quantity and quality. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture. The only thing still holding up our economy is forcing other nations to use our currency for cross-border trade and banking and charging them interest on it. In other words, literally making our money by taking a piece of the action of everybody else's productivity and commerce around the world.
But, Mike, I mean, Russia has developed weaponry that actually works. Our weapons procurement system is, I hate to use this word, but it's the only word I can put my tongue to. It's incestuous between the congressional representatives who greenlight the projects and those weapons companies that make the weapons and the planes. I mean, the perfect example of this is the F-35, which is still nowhere near ready to go at all. I mean, don't Morrell and Clinton have some people who are willing to talk some sense to the fact that we may well not win this war because we don't conscript, and our weapons programs are pretty awful.
Well, they're getting ready to conscript right now. The issue is all of these politicians are surrounded by people who protect their huge paychecks by telling these leaders what they think the leaders want to hear, rather than what they need to know.
Yeah.
And by the way, in the closing doors of, days of World War II, Hitler had the same problem. He was out there saying, we're going to move this battalion here and this battalion there. The battalions were gone. They'd already been lost enemy action. None of his generals would dare tell Hitler, you're wrong, these resources are not there, because Hitler would fly into a rage, general would be put in front of a firing squad, and that was it. We're in that same situation where our leaders are operating on the basis of deeply flawed perceptions of the world, because they're surrounded by these parasitic sycophants and all caught up in groupthink and in love with this idea that, with the exception of Vietnam, America's never lost a war. And they actually believe the propaganda from Hollywood that the U.S. single-handedly won both World War I and World War II, and that absolutely was not the truth.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, I've got to tell you, I frankly do not want anyone in the White House who is pathologically incapable of either thinking a scenario through to its logical conclusion or listening to the truth. And it appears that Clinton just does not want to hear the truth, neither does Morrell. Oh, and in terms, have the gecko cam going now?
Yeah, the gecko cam was going, but he just went behind the clock. I guess he's being camera shy today.
Yeah.
All righty, well, you just missed your chance at stardom.
Yes, just lost his chance for a career in showbiz.
Yes.
Another one of the WikiLeaks emails that I find fascinating, and this appeared in Blacklisted News today. Hillary campaign struggles to reach expletive-deleted dumb young people.
Yeah.
A new email released by WikiLeaks as part of the Podesta dump features Hillary ally Wendy Bronfien advising Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta of how to reach, and this is her characterization, and millennials, if you're listening, or parents of millennials, if you're listening, how to reach the expletive deleted dumb people. Marketing executive Bronfien tells Podesta that Clinton may not be the best face to attract younger voters, and that she needs to utilize trending figures as a part of an infusion to pull younger voters, because that's the that young people pay attention to. Boy, I really had to delete my expletives this afternoon.
Yes, you did.
Bronfien goes on to state, it's dumb, but being cool counts for more than maybe it should. She references Bill Clinton's saxophone playing as an example of this before asserting, "I hate to generalize a generation by social media nature, but they follow. If someone they identify as cool endorses, they will likely fall in line with that candidate." Bronfane is introduced to John Podesta in another email as someone who could be immensely helpful in improving HRC's connection to millennials. Those younger voters, characterized by Bronfane as expletive-deleted dumb, have the wisdom to understand that if Hillary gets elected, it will be that generation, both the young men and women, who will be drafted for World War III, which she wants to start as soon as she can, as immediately as human possible, after she steals the election. And to all the millennials who read this, I hope you are just as angry about how Hillary's campaign characterizes you as I am. I mean, Michael, this is a complete insult to an entire generation of young people.
It really is. Yikes. And more than that, it betrays a certain institutional arrogance, a certain elitism, where they see themselves as automatically somehow superior to the general population. And it's an attitude that can evolve both from being in high political office or close to somebody in high political office. But it is, in fact, an attitude I have seen within the advertising and public relations agencies management in general, because they spend all their time manipulating and fooling people. And over time, they tend to lose respect because of how easy it can be to manipulate entire populations. And they're seen as a target and as a product. And they're not seen as people deserving of respect because they can be swindled.
I am so angry. These kids understand, and I don't use kids in a disparaging way. I turned 67 this last year, so everyone below 30 is a kid to me. If you sang in my choir, you'd understand what that meant. It's a good thing.
Yes.
I would like to move over to the situation in Yemen that no one is talking about.
Okay.
This is from HuffPo, where occasionally something approaching a rational story can still be found when she is not bashing Donald Trump. Yemen suspected cholera cases soared to 1,400 within weeks, and it's the World Health Organization is reporting this. It's ballooned within 3 weeks of the outbreak being declared, as 18 months of war has destroyed most health facilities, and clean water supplies. Yemen's health ministry announced the outbreak on October 6th in Sana'a City, and by October 10th, the World Health Organization said that there were 24 suspected cases. The following day, a WHO official in Yemen said that there was no spread of the disease, but on Friday, WHO spokesman Tarek Jarasovic told a Geneva news briefing that as of Thursday, we're talking yesterday, folks, there were 1,410 suspected cholera cases.
Wow, that's bad.
And the conflict between a Saudi Arabia-led coalition and the Iran-aligned Houthi movement has destroyed much of Yemen's infrastructure, killed more than 10,000 people, and displaced millions. Well, dear, the House of Saud and the Saudi military must feel very proud about these numbers and about destroying the medical infrastructure. After all, enabled with U.S. bombs purchased from General Dynamics, they have shelled hospitals and schools with absolute impunity. So, congratulations, House of Saud, the Saudi military, and the enabling U.S. government, and Firat Genzen, president of General Dynamics, who I am calling out at this moment, head of their ordnance and tactical systems, for illness, death, and starvation you have brought about in Yemen, courtesy of the bombing and the Saudi naval blockade. And what I did when I was composing this article, Mike, I took some images of Saudi children who are literally emaciated. They can't function. The bones are just poking through the skin in their bodies. And the mental functions have all but stopped. And I have asked our readers to please not look away from these images, because the U.S. supporting the Saudi campaign against the Houthis in Yemen has caused this.
The photos are of the Yemenite children.
Yes, of the Yemenite children.
You said Saudi before.
I'm sorry, Yemenite children.
All right, so back up.
Yeah, sorry.
We're talking about the Saudi.
Rented lips.
Yes, the Yemen children. I mean, children in war zones suffer. There's never been an exception to that.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have to look at that and confront that, because the U.S. government is ultimately responsible for all this death and destruction and mayhem across the face of planet Earth. You know, go back over the last 15 years and look at how many countries the U.S. has attacked, invaded, drone struck, regime changed. We're seeing a new scale of human misery. We're in World War territory already in terms of the sheer magnitude of military action and displacement. Europe is dealing with the biggest refugee crisis since World War II. All we're missing is a single bang to pull all these little military operations together and somebody say, by golly, we're in World War III right now, and start singing all those old Tom Lehrer songs.
And you know something? When I think about how I feel about the way that the U.S. is enabling this death, this murder, this starvation, I am absolutely ashamed of the United States government on this. Completely ashamed. You know, if there was another country that would take us at our age, I might really be tempted at this point. You know, a country that doesn't do this kind of stuff. Maybe Iceland.
Well, part of the problem is our government has been doing this kind of stuff all along, certainly since the end of World War II. We were not supposed to know about it. Now we do.
Yeah.
We know that since the end of World War II, the United States government has tried covert regime change against 50 other countries on Earth. Some of them supposedly are allies, like France.
Yeah.
And they've succeeded about half the time. And whether they succeed or fail, they leave devastation in their wake.
Absolutely. I'd like to go back to the U.S. right now. And this is regarding the protests for the oil pipeline in North Dakota.
Yes.
A no-fly zone has been declared, and this, again, is from Blacklisted News, as militarized police prep for assault.
Well, you know, those darn Sioux, they were using attack helicopters against George Custer, and we have to have
it. No, they've been praying.
They're keeping the media out is what they're
and
doing.
It's a very ominous sign. The Federal Aviation Administration has restricted flights and banned the use of drones within a radius of about 4.5 miles of Cannonball. The FAA declared that only aircraft affiliated with the North Dakota Tactical Operations Center. Let me read that one more time. North Dakota has a tactical operations center. They're the only people allowed in this airspace. The flight restriction went into effect Wednesday and will last until November 5th. Indian Country Today reports what began with prayers in a single teepee along Highway 1806 quickly grew to more than a dozen teepees surrounded by tents, buses, cars, and hundreds of water protectors. Some are calling it the 1851 Treaty Camp to acknowledge their treaty rights. Across the road is the encroaching pipeline and a heavily militarized police force with armored vehicles, helicopters, planes, ATVs, busloads of officers. And tensions are growing as unarmed citizens are worrying that police will use unnecessarily harsh tactics.
Well, they already have. I mean, they've been using attack dogs.
LRADs.
And the rest of it. Now, there's a couple of things you need to keep in mind. First of all, the Army Corps of Engineers has already admitted that the company building the pipeline does not, in fact, have all the required paperwork to be building in that particular location. It would have been easier but more expensive for them to shift the route off of this sacred land, but they didn't want to do that. Their attitude is, hey, it's the government's job to get these people out of our way.
Yeah.
And we've certainly seen that before. We know that the U.S. government has an abysmal record of keeping their treaty obligations with the Native Americans. Journalists, even establishment media journalists who are on the ground there, are being threatened with prison for taking any kind of pictures or videos showing these armed security guards attacking these Native American protesters.
And I've got to ask, Mike, a no-fly zone over North Dakota, isn't that what the U.S. government has been doing overseas right when they're planning some kind of decap strike, happened with Gaddafi in Libya?
That's exactly right. These protesters don't have aircraft.
No.
The reason for the aircraft and drone ban is they don't want any independent media coverage of what is about to happen, because they saw what a mess it created up in Oregon and down there at the Bundy Ranch. Those pesky independent media people, they're just getting in the way of our land snatch. And that's exactly what it is. You probably have seen in the corporate media where they're talking about how the Indians are camped out on private land. They're on private land. That gives us the right to kick them off. Well, the land in question, where the protesters are currently staying, was seized with a very questionable eminent domain, which in and of itself is a violation of that existing treaty between the Sioux. This is supposed to be reservation land where the Native Americans have governmental authority as to what's going on. And the issue with the pipeline, as underscored by the – they had another one that blew up over there in the southeast. These pipelines cannot be guaranteed to not taint and poison the environment. At issue is the water supply for the Native Americans in that area. If that pipeline leaks – into that water supply, it's going to cause problems. And what we get from the oil company, what we get from the establishment media and the government is the pipelines are fine. They're going to be fine. And yet we're hearing about leaks all over the place. They had that major one in the southeast just a month ago. And the Native Americans are very right, first of all, to stand on their treaty rights and to be concerned about what happens if this pipeline poisons their soil and water. That's their livelihood. They grow their food there. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-KEEP-IT.
Without the rain. Do you believe what you say? Motionless wheel, nothing is. Finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. Air Outfitting Gun. Everyone's taking everything they can. Everything they can. Everyone's taking everything they can. Everything they can. Do you believe what you feel? It doesn't seem to be.
Tea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
We will not. Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Pauhana Friday. And Claire's got one more thing she wants to share with you.
Yes, there was a wonderful op-ed, again, in Blacklisted News from Dennis Kucinich. And it was his warning on D.C.'s think tank warmongers. And he says that Washington, D.C. may be the only place in the world where people openly flaunt their pseudo-intellectuality by banding together, declaring themselves think tanks, and raising money from external interests, including foreign governments, to compile reports that advance policies inimical to the real-life concerns of the American people. And he says, as a former member of the House of Representatives, I remember 16 years of congressional hearings where pedigreed experts came to advocate war in testimony based on circular Rococo thinking devoid of depth, reality, and truth. I remember other hearings where the Pentagon was unable to reconcile over $1 trillion in accounts and lost track of $12 billion in cash sent to Iraq, and a rigged missile defense test so that the interceptor could easily home in on a target. War is, first and foremost, a profitable racket. And, Mike, I think that the problem in the way that war is fought from the United States, there should be a constitutional amendment that everybody running for office or in office, if they have kids, those kids must immediately enlist.
And be put on the front lines.
And be put on the front lines.
I think that should be a rule.
Yeah.
For the entire population.
Yeah.
If you are in favor of the war, we're going to take your kid,
yep,
and your kid goes on the front line.
And we have family and friends in the military, so this matters a lot to us.
But our system is set up to basically separate those who want war from those who are fighting the war, and more importantly, mm-hmm, to even absolve those who really want the war of guilt. That's the reason for the think tank.
Yeah,
we're going to give you a bunch of money. You're going to come back and tell us war is the best idea. Then we can turn around and say, we must have war. They said so. I'm not to blame.
Right.
That's what the think tanks make their money from. They are the sin eaters of the war machine.
That's a very good analogy. I like that.
Well, thank you. I just made that up right out of my brain. Just came out here. All right. We're coming up here on the end of the show.
Yeah.
So we're going to say, first of all, hope you have a really good weekend. A lot, mm-hmm, of things happening in the news. We're going to be keeping an eye on it. I just hope there isn't some kind of a false flag to blunt the new FBI investigation and the corporate media turning on the Hillary Clinton campaign. But the Clintons are capable of anything, so who knows what's going to happen. But again, a reminder, look at what's happening with the corporate media and WikiLeaks and count it as a victory of all of you as part of the independent media, because it's the fact that you have been taking this information and putting it out there that we reached this turning point where so many people know about the corruption that's going on. The corporate media is being forced to deal with it,
mm-hmm,
rather than look like they're complicit in the cover-up. So keep it up. You're doing a good job. We're achieving some real results working together. And again, just take what you learn here on the radio show, what's on the whatreallyhappened.com website, gently present it to everybody who still believes that the TV news is telling them the truth. Must be what, 5 or 6 people still like that?
Yeah.
And we'll pass on.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we'll be back Monday on Republic Broadcasting. Have a good weekend. Aloha, America.
Aloha.
Yeah, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.